One of the most popular powers given to the New South Wales Police Force is commonly known as the move-on powers. It is very often heard to be used around the clubs in Lismore as police try to clear the streets or move individuals on who may be causing trouble. This power also requires police to follow very specific guidelines when using it. It is essential that the person being given the direction is in a public place and that the direction is reasonable. Yet again, what is reasonable is a subjective test that will usually be determined by the court where a challenge is made. A direction can only be given if police reasonably believe the person's conduct or presence is obstructing others, constitutes harassment or intimidation of others, is likely to or is causing fear to others who are of reasonable firmness, or is for the purpose of buying or selling prohibited drugs. These powers cannot be used in relation to anyone participating in a protest, demonstration, industrial dispute, or organised assembly. Directions must be reasonable in the circumstances to reduce or eliminate the problem. Disobeying a reasonable and validly given direction is an offence. The police must identify themselves, tell you the reason for the direction, and warn you that failure to comply is an offence. Ignoring the direction is not an offence if the problem behaviour stops. Although the maximum penalty for disobeying a direction is $220, which is usually given in the form of an on-the-spot fine, it seems Lismore police officers sometimes prefer to physically handle people, cause them injury while arresting them, lock them up for a while, and then charge them with additional offences such as offensive language or resist arrest. Many years ago, a similar practice known as the trifecta was commonplace. This involved being charged with offensive language, resist arrest, and assault police, and there were never any independent witnesses. The New South Wales Supreme Court has since made adverse comment about the practice. I will address this next week. The move-on powers are also outlined in the Law Enforcement Powers and Responsibilities Act 2002. The link will appear on the Big Rob's Facebook page. You're listening to Big Rob's Rant on 92.9 River FM. Come and join me at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz, or follow the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you would like to make a comment.